Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, welcome back. You know, they say the big news from yesterday was that the House voted to and the Senate voted to release the Epstein files. For most people, the biggest story of the day yesterday was, why couldn't I get on X?
My internet is down.
Thank you. Yeah. I think that's probably what a lot of people were kind of focused on. And then the fact that it was so widespread. I mean, it cut across a lot of different industries and platforms, and everybody's kind of wondering what in the world went on. Now, they got it fixed. But the question is, is the system really that fragile? I don't know. Our friend Evan Brown with Fox News Radio has been covering this story, and ask him to join us with an update this morning. Evan, how are you?
Good morning.
I'm glad our connection is working this morning.
Yes, it works. Everything's good. Look at that.
Yeah, so this, what's it called? Cloud something? Cloud?
Cloud Flare.
Flare.
And most people might not have ever heard of it before.
I'm one of them. Yes, that would be true.
And there's no reason why you should have. Imagine you're walking into a store, a big retail store, and you walk in and the automatic door opens, right?
Yep.
You don't care who made the door, do you?
No. Or the mechanism that opened it. No, right.
Right. No, but it's good that it's there because there needs to be a door, right? You need to... It's kind of how it works, right? Okay, so Cloudflare is kind of like the door at the front of the store. They provide a safety barrier between the internet at large and the stuff of the internet, whether it's apps, whether it's services and whatnot. They prevent or work to prevent hacking attacks, denial of service attacks, all those kinds of things. And they're very good at it, by the way. The problem is they're one of the very few people who do it. And they're one of the largest, if not the largest. And so when they have a problem, a lot of
you have a problem.
On the internet has a problem because you can't get through the door. So that's what happened yesterday. They have issued a very big apology. They were not a subject or the target of an attack. It was an internal problem. They had some automatically generating configuration file got too large, blah, 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 and it just took the system down. And it took them a while to figure that out. They're going to work to make sure something like that doesn't happen again, of course. But in the meantime, the internet kind of went down for a lot of people yesterday, especially in the western half of the planet. And yes, it meant you couldn't rage bait post on X or mindlessly watch videos on YouTube. And you figure, oh, my gosh. But other services went down or were inaccessible, too, like Uber.
ChatGPT was down, I think, right?
ChatGPT was down. But, you know, with Uber down, that means the drivers can't drive.
Yeah. Right.
That's a lot of money for a lot of people, right? Shopify had a problem, was interrupted by this. Think of all the little mom and pop online retailers that couldn't actually do their business and so on and so forth. What if your medical group, their electronic health records, went through Cloudflare.
Yeah.
You might not be able to get the records you needed if you needed them. So these things have real world impacts. And what this demonstrates is that there are too few bits of the infrastructure of the internet, because if one thread gets pulled, there it goes.
That's a great point. I wonder if it will spur any conversation about that. I mean, in many cases, there are monopoly rules where you can't dominate an industry with one company. I guess there are no guidelines like that when it comes to the internet right now.
couple things. One, is it really a monopoly if just no one else wants to play along?
Yeah, right? Well, that's true.
If you're the only company and you didn't buy out everyone and you didn't prevent any competition, just no one else is doing it, that's not really a monopoly. That's one thing. The other thing is that, you know, go back a few weeks, the Amazon Web Services outage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one of the biggest companies that provides the hosting for a lot of large internet services, a lot of, you know, internet-based services. Again, that went down and it took out a lot of the internet with it. We just don't have the diversity of the providers where, you know, it just forces kind of everyone to do business with a very small group of providers. And again, if one of them goes, there's some real, real impacts. The conversation about widening this infrastructure has always been ongoing, but it takes a lot of money.
Yeah, and Evan, yesterday and really the last 3-4 days, there's been real volatility on the stock market, and a lot of people are attributing it to the fear that AI is coming too quick, too fast. And I would assume there's got to be concerns when you see something like this that AI eventually could be greatly impacted. If you have plants and factories and different businesses, including banking, that are running AI platforms, well, what happens when internet services go down?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
What is the backup?
You know,
what's contingency? We don't have good answers for that yet. And so, you know, and this is part of the problem with cloud computing and internet-based stuff and what we call the Internet of Things, IoT. Here's a great example. If you have a Belkin Wemo light switch, the smart light switches that they've been selling for a long time, they've decided to end that product line and end the cloud service for it. So in January, I think it's January, all of those smart switches are going to be inoperable switches.
What?
Great.
For one particular company, or is that all programs?
The Belkin.
Belkin Wemo.
Oh, Belkin, okay.
The Wemo line of that Belkin.
Wow.
Is that for years, yeah. So, for instance, like if you go up to the wall and you press the switch, it'll still work because it's still a physical switch.
Right.
But the ability to program it using the cloud
Wi-Fi, yeah. Stuff,
Is going to just vanish, you know, and so, you know, those smart switches are not cheap. I have 3 in my house. I think that cost me, you know, it was 2 regular switches and a dimmer. And I think it cost me a grand total of a couple $100 between the 3 of them. Now what do I do?
Now, absolutely. It's a good question. Evan, we appreciate your reporting on this morning. Thank you.
Bet.
Good right, stuff. Good take job. Care. Evan Brown. Yeah. Yeah. I did. The answer to your question is, Dan, it will be the equivalent of the power going out at the grocery store and the 16-year-old cashier being unable to count out your change without the cash register telling him or her how much money you should get back out of a $20 bill.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen. The people have lost when they're completely dependent on AI and that platform goes down, they won't have the skills to maneuver around it, I fear.
It's also my fear of this whole cashless society, everything being electronic, that you're going to have electronic ID. You know, Apple already pushing that, you know, you're not going to be able to function on Apple platforms in a year or two if you don't have this electronic ID. Well, that's, you know, to me, that's just a dangerous territory to go down. Number one, having all of your information up in a cloud, everything you have from credit cards to bank accounts to everything, to me is one step away from government being able to cut you off at any time.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's what the Biden administration was pushing hard on, that digital bank currency. And
well, and the digital ID that Apple's pushing is exactly that, that they want you to bundle up all of your credit cards, all of your bank accounts, everything. And they're doing it under this guise of convenience. But don't forget, folks, that's control. And
they control it.
And whether whether it be vicious or unintended, imagine if the cloud goes down or the system fails or whatever. You now have your entire life wrapped up in this thing that you don't have access to. You don't have access to your mortgage. You don't have access to your bank accounts, to your loans, to anything, because you are basically dead in the water if you don't have physical accounts. And I think the digital ID is also potentially going to be able to shut down local banks.
Oh, boy.
Right? Think about it. Why do you need a local branch bank if everything is being done digitally? And you don't necessarily have to go in and physically see a bank. I hate saying that because it's a huge part of our industry, but that with AI and with these digital IDs, that's kind of where we're heading.
Ugh, that's kind of scary. Yeah, it's going to be a big adjustment.
Fight it.
Coming up, we're going to have we're going to give away a couple Guns N' Hoses tickets. Mary Vogt is going to join us next from Heritage. Speaking of AI, you know, terrorists are now using AI. If you weren't frightened enough by the possibility of what this could mean, we'll talk to Mary about that story coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.